With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel has begun military action against Rafah, the southern Gaza city where terror group Hamas is hiding out. In New York City, religious communities, meanwhile, across five boroughs remain on high alert as tensions remain high over the war in the Middle East. It comes as NYPD continues investigating bomb threats that were made against three New York City synagogues and the Brooklyn Museum on Saturday, all of which turned out to be fake. A knife-wielding teenager shot dead by Australian police.
Authorities say the 16-year-old boy stabbed a man in the parking lot of a hardware store in suburban Willetton in the west coast city of Perth. Police say the teen then rushed at officers before he was neutralized. Western Australian Premier Roger Cook says there were indications the boy had been radicalized online, adding that it appears he acted on his own. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, weather forecasters are urging people in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Iowa to be aware of the weather around them, also Missouri. Strong tornadoes, hurricane-force winds, baseball-size hail, all predicted today. Do social media users have the right to control what they see or don't see on their feeds? Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
A lawsuit filed against Facebook parent Meta Platforms is arguing that a federal law often used to shield internet companies from liability also allows people to use external tools to take control of their feed, even if that means shutting it off entirely. The Knight First Amendment Institute at Columbia University filed a lawsuit last week against Meta Platforms on behalf of an Amherst professor. The professor wants to release a tool to let users unfollow all the content fed to them by Facebook's algorithm. Jeremy House reporting.
This is SRN News. A Christian is facing hate crime charges in Iowa.
There was a time in this country when hating Satan was pretty common, but in Iowa, it's against the law. A judge there has refused to dismiss hate crimes charges against a man who knocked down an image of Satan set up in the state capitol building last Christmas season. Property damage charges were to be expected, but many were surprised when prosecutors leveled the much more grave accusation of violating Iowa's hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The South Carolina Senate approves a ban on sex change operations on kids. The 27-8 vote in favor included all Republicans present and one Democrat voting for the ban. That came after the remaining Democrats tried to walk out so there wouldn't be enough senators to stay in session, but the vote was called too fast for them to do that. South Carolina House passed the bill in January, but the Senate made changes. This is SRN News. Well, it may just be Old Man Winter's last hurrah for the season.
A weekend spring storm that drenched the San Francisco Bay Area and closed Northern California mountain highways also set a single-day snowfall record in the Sierra Nevada. UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab says the storm dropped 26.4 inches of snow, making for the snowiest day of the season. Treacherous driving conditions over the weekend forced the closure of several highways near Lake Tahoe. Rich Thomason reporting.
The launch of Boeing's first-ever crewed Starliner mission for NASA has been scrubbed. The test flight for the commercial space capsule was set to happen before the end of the day Monday, launching from Cape Canaveral on a week-long mission to the International Space Station. Things were scrubbed due to an issue with an oxygen valve. More details at srnnews.com.